It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. And it's Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, our spring Share-a-thon. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Chris Woodward.
Good morning.
And in Kansas City is our good friend Ray Pritchard. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
It's a wonderful day to be alive.
Yes, and sir, it is. It's a great day to be alive.
Great day to be alive, and the Share-a-thon, it rolls on day three, right?
Day three.
And so where are we? Where do we stand right now? As we stand, where are we?
As we stand, and Tim, we continue to stand.
We do.
Amen. We continue to stand firm on God's word. Total pledges are nearing 12,000 already. 11,846 is what I have on my computer screen, and we're just over 2.5 million. I think we set our goal for four million.
Yeah.
So
by 6 o'clock tonight Central Time, so roughly a little under 8 hours.
So yeah. we hope to reach that.
And listen, Ray, if there's somebody listening right now that wants to give $1.5 million.
We'll take it right now.
We'll just end the Share-a-thon.
We'll give you all the AFA coffee you can drink.
Lifetime supply.
I do endorse it. I drink it every day.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, hopefully and prayerfully we'll get to $4 million by the 6 o'clock hour Central Time. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio. And we just want to pause right now and say to everybody who's already given via the mail or you've already called in on Tuesday or Wednesday or earlier today and you made a gift, you made a donation, hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. So, but Ray, today is the, I call it the convening of the Procrastinators Club of America.
Well, we all wait, right? The last minute. Hey, look, if we're going to go make reservations,
Allison, my wife, she does not wait to the last minute and never has, but you're right. 80-90% of us do.
The rest of us, right?
Right.
That's right. If there's a restaurant, wait till the last minute. If there's a game we want to see, wait till the last minute, right? You know, so we understand. So this is the meeting of the last minute procrastinators of America and around the world. We welcome you to the Share-a-thon.
That's right.
Glad to have you.
And now don't be late to the procrastinators meeting. That really be bad. But what we're saying is if you want to have your gift included in our grand total this evening, now's the time to give it before you forget, get busy this afternoon. So I'm going to get Ed, why don't you give them the telephone number to call? And I'll just remind you folks that you're calling us here at American Family Radio. Now, we're national. We have 170-something radio stations across America. We have a national reach. Our national headquarters, we're based in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where we're out of. But you know, we have followers in all 50 states to American Family Radio. So if you call, you're calling us here. So that just FYI, I wanted people to know we're not farming that out to some foreign country.
Right. That's right. So the number to call if you want to give to our spring Share-a-thon, by the way, the theme is Faithful God, and the theme verse for this spring's Share-a-thon is 1 Corinthians 1:9, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The number to call if you want to give to our spring Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You can give online at AFR.net. And I just want to let you know that we do have two premium options for you if you'd like. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Association. We give names to these, so this is the Legacy Blend. We were talking about coffee earlier. If you want to become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you only get you get the coffee. You also get the book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, by the late Brother Don Wildman, who is the founder of this ministry. He wrote this book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, with his brother, Alan Wildman. So the number to give is 877-616-2396. I do want to make mention of the fact that until noon, until 12 p.m. Central Time.
How far is that away from where we are right now?
That is just under 2 hours away.
Okay.
We have a $150,000 challenge. It's being called the Faithful God Challenge. And that we have a group of donors who have pledged $150,000 for Share-a-thon. And this group of loyal AFR listeners is challenging those of you who are listening to support this radio ministry. We believe AFR is being used by God to change lives. Please call in your pledge in the next 2 hours, roughly that. And so we're asking you to join this $150,000 challenge. You don't want to wait till the last minute anyway. So the number to call again is 877-616-2396.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord for everybody. Give us some names and places people called in the last hour or two.
Absolutely. Bill from Lewis Center, Ohio. Jacques, I like that name.
Christo?
Jacques, kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the way it's spelled, from Heber Springs, Arkansas. James from Ontario, Ohio. Clint from Drasco, Arkansas. Diane from Viter, Texas. Mary from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Chris has got some over there, too.
Mitzi from Boaz, Kentucky.
Over to you, Chris. Over to you.
Yeah, we've got Jay Andy in Salem, Illinois. Been through there many a time on my way to Zion, Illinois. That's
You've
near
been to Zion?
I've been to
back?
Zion, Illinois.
Oh,
if you hit Kenosha, you've gone too far. Lisa in McKinney, Texas. Cynthia in Chesterfield, Virginia. Jill in Richardson, Texas. And Cheryl in Nettleton, Mississippi. Home or birthplace of MLB standout Bill Hall, who you might remember from the Milwaukee Brewers as well as the Baltimore Orioles.
You just rapped right there,
I did.
Didn't you?
I have a very special set of skills.
Which bus do you ride on?
All of them.
That was a reference to
Wayne's World.
I thought it was Taken.
All right. Anyway, thank you for everybody. We just named a few folks who've called in the last hour. We're going to take a listen to one of our outstanding, as opposed to average, listeners.
Listener testimony.
We
love them.
And then we'll be back.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day, I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
I told you that was she was above average.
That was awesome.
Huh?
I'm just telling you, that was like a civics lesson.
Yeah.
Right there.
I think we need to listen to that again. Let's play that one more time. That was...
And what was this dear sister's name?
She gave her name. She said she's from Arkansas.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day, I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across
AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Wow.
How about that, Ray?
Oh, that's fantastic. The last line. I mean, doesn't it say it all?
Right.
We live in a desert world.
Right.
And AFA.
Right.
AFR.
Right.
But that's what we want it to be, water in the desert. Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Cosafina, I think was what her name was. I'm just going to say, this is why I love, it's one of the reasons why I love Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. But hearing these listener testimonies, I mentioned this yesterday, I think, I don't listen to these ahead of time. So when Brent Creeley, our producer, plays these, I hear these for the first time, and they are such an encouragement. That was such an encouragement to me. So
you know how many people I've heard the last year say exactly what she did. If she's tired of watching the news,
makes her sick, literally sick. She said,
"Well, okay, I'm not." Allison and I used to watch cable news a lot, right? Right. I don't know if you guys
used to.
I get paid to watch.
Used to, not much anymore.
But now we don't. We, you know, not that we want to, you know, have our head in the sand.
You're constantly going over the internet to find news because you're sending us stories for the next day.
I keep up with the news, and we have to keep up with the news. This is a current event show
right
here. I mean, we got to know what's going on in the world. But I don't dwell on the negative.
On the television program.
Yeah, the negative news all the time.
Right.
Just she said it made her sick.
Yes.
Made her sick. So you know what? Negativity does affect your soul.
Well, plus
your mental state.
It's negativity that's clearly one-sided. I think that's what infuriates a lot of people. Listen, news can be bad, and we've got to hear it.
You can't avoid all things that are negative. I don't want to suggest that. I'm just saying that you can't dwell on that all the time.
And if I'm going to listen to someone or watch someone on a news program tell only one side of that negative story to make the side they're clearly promoting look like they come out squeaky clean, I'm just done with it. So you want to tell me what both sides are doing wrong? Fine. If you're going to tell me what this side has done wrong and maybe there's some corrupt practices, you better tell me the other side too, because that's the truth.
Yeah.
And I think that's what upsets people.
One of the things I really enjoy about this program and the network overall is the fact that, you know, I'll come on, Fred will be on, Steve or whatever. We might have some bad news, but we will find a way to work in some words of encouragement. We'll get off onto a discussion with Ray about the Bible. Wesley will share some encouraging kind of things, and we'll remind people to pray about what it is they're hearing on the news.
What about Tim and I? We don't say anything encouraging.
Yeah,
I'm usually mocked.
We were just kind of let
but
off
no,
there.
But that's the great thing. Like we'll go from this show. We'll have our noon program. You know, and there's some Bible programming throughout the day. To help keep you, balanced, so to where you're not constantly bombarded with the doom and gloom that I do share on this show.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chris. And absolutely, we want to the idea is perspective,
right?
And perspective. Right. Where do you get your perspective from? Well, we all have somebody. You get your perspective on the world, on life from somewhere, and ours is the Bible.
Well, we believe God has spoken.
Amen.
His word is true.
Amen.
We are unashamed. That's something Brother Don believed in the beginning, from the beginning of this ministry until right now. And nothing has changed. We believe the Bible is God's word. It speaks to the situation. You know, Billy Graham used to say, if you want to understand the world, you ought to have the newspaper in one hand and the Bible open in the other, because the Bible will help you understand all the stuff that's going around. And look, about the bad news, we live in a bad news world.
Yeah.
But the gospel is the ultimate good news. And so we tell you the truth about the world, and then we give you good news from God's word.
And that's why we're having Share-a-thon, because we would like to continue doing that and fulfill the mission that God has given to us. So it is our spring Share-a-thon. This is the last day, folks. We encourage you to give. This is the last day.
Generous thing, give often.
Yes. Give generously, give often. This is the when we say the last day until our fall Share-a-thon. But the folks who give during our spring Share-a-thon keep us on the air until the next Share-a-thon. So people will be listening in August and in September because of your generous gift. So we encourage you to give. Here's the phone number if you want to give to our spring Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396.
Do you have the number there, Ray?
No, I just got the last
Write it down because I got something I want to do here. It's 877-616-2396. Now, Ray's in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo, but
we're going to go Quadrophonia.
Well, wasn't
that a Who album?
We're going to do a full on Gaither vocal band.
Right. Give me that number again, Tim.
We're going
to
sing this thing.
Grab the paper. I'll do
eight,
the
paper. Wait, hold on. Ray didn't get it off the number. 877-616-2396. You got it?
Now, we don't have to sing it like the Gaithers, right?
I think we should. Now, listen, I'll set the
877.
That's pretty good, Chris.
I am in the choir.
All right, I'm about to give a countdown.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do like a conductor. You know, like a conductor?
Now, when you give a countdown, here's the question.
Are we beginning with one or eight?
I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to sing this thing.
All right, so we don't start right on 3, 2. We don't start on 1.
No, we start on 3, 2, 1.
The beat after 1. Okay. And we're not singing any 1 in front of it, right? We're just
No 1 in front of it.
No 1 in front
of it. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is going to be impressive. and it's in one way or another. And it's impromptu. So we haven't practiced.
We have not.
No, we have not.
Okay.
It's probably going to become clear.
This is the phone number you need to call. Ready? And a 3. And a 2. Lawrence Welk.
Yep.
And a 3, and a 2, and a 1, and a 877-616-2396. You got to hold that note, Ed.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Well, we hadn't practiced.
True. We can only get better, Ed.
It's right. Not for them. It's for God.
That was
like a special at church.
Please don't listen to me sing. Just hear the words that I'm singing.
That's right.
Hear my heart.
Yes.
That's right. Hear my heart.
If you say have a singer sing, listen to, just don't pay attention to me singing. Just listen to my heart.
You're about to hear
something that's pretty bad.
Here's something you wish you didn't have to hear.
Yes.
After that happens, I go, you know, you could have just read it.
Yes, that's right.
You could have just read it and spared us.
Spared us.
Grandma thought you could sing and that she was the only one. All right. Today is April the 11th. It's the third and final day of our spring Share-a-thon. So we're just asking you to help us. And if you believe in the mission and the ministry of American Family Radio, we're passing the offering plate. A lot of you have already given, and we thank you for that. We're passing the offering plate. And ask, what am I hearing in the background? What is
they are mowing my backyard here in Kansas City. Sorry about that.
Well, no, that must be nice. We've had so much
rain.
Either
that or they're cutting down a tree.
By they, do you mean the grandkids?
Hold on a second. Let's just be quiet. Let me hear that noise.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a lawnmower, Ray. I think that's like a yard.
Weed eater?
That's like a blower.
That there is a 48-inch Husqvarna.
They may be mowing the grass, but they're also doing maybe a lawn service.
They're doing the leaves, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's a loud one. You got any insulation there in your house?
I didn't know they were coming.
He lives in Kansas.
Oh, they do in your yard? You got lawn service?
They're like 10 feet away from
you. Oh, okay. Sorry, okay. Guys. All right. All right. So if you want to make a gift to American Family Radio, Ed, I think people should, like, I think this, you know, like, you give up your lawn service for a month.
For a month.
And give that to American Family Radio and cut your own grass. How you like that? Is that encouragement, Ed?
Well, that's encouragement. I don't know how many people are going to are going to do that, and okay. you're going to make yourself stick out like a sore thumb. Right. Oh, those are those AFR supporters.
Right, right. What's the phone number if they want to give up their lawn service for a month?
And all give, right, and folks, I'm going to give you the phone number. I'm not going to sing it. I'm right. just going to say it.
Okay.
Okay?
You
but,
say it.
But hear my heart.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm more going to hear your heart.
877-616-2396 is the number to call. You will, your phone will ring.
Really?
I guess they still ring. Right down the hall from us right. in Sheraton Central. We have a bunch of folks waiting to take your call. 877-616-2396.
What?
Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
What's that number again, Ed?
877-616-2396. Now, we do have an option if you don't like talking to people.
Right.
You're antisocial.
You're antisocial.
You can go online and give at AFR.net. You can give safely and securely. At AFR.
Safely and securely?
Safely and securely. Right. That's what they always say.
Right. That was the name of a band.
Safely and securely?
Mm-hmm. Back in the 70s.
By the way, I thought about you this morning.
What'd you, how'd you think?
Okay, so my wife took me to work. Our, one of our cars is in the shop. So we had a ride together. And my wife and I, we enjoy right. each other's company. We were driving down back road in the country, and she said, look at that moss cascading down the bank. And I said, moss cascading?
Yeah.
That sounds like a country band.
Yeah, yes, said, the cascading
Tim
moss.
Does. Cascading moss.
Welcome to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, cascading. I said, that's what Tim always
the
does.
The
cascading moss.
Your favorite bluegrass rock band.
That's what it was, cascading moss, and that's what I said. And then
bluegrass?
She said, then she said, moss cascade. And I said, no, that sounds like a character from Star Wars. Moss Cascade.
Right.
The Bounty Hunter.
All right. You're listening to, not to Trivia Friday, that's tomorrow. You're listening to Sheraton on American Family Radio. So Ray is with us in Kansas City. I'm Tim with Ed and Chris. We're all in Tupelo, Mississippi. And we thank you for listening to American Family Radio all across the country. There is some news that just coming across the wire there. What is that?
Big breaking news, even international. BBC is covering this. O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. He's apparently been battling cancer for a period of time. I'm not up to speed on those details. But O.J. Simpson, of course, was known for many years for being a professional football star, played for teams like Buffalo and the New York Jets. But then in the 90s, he was... arrested for murder and went through a lengthy trial there. That got the nation's attention. I was in sixth or seventh grade during the famous Bronco chase. I remember being in school and we were watching the verdict come down there where he was found not guilty of murdering his wife and another man there. And then for about the past 30 years or so, he's been dealing with the issues of there. But we have that story at AFN.net. Yeah. Again, it's Fox News, CNN, BBC has it. It's everywhere all over the television.
Tim, what college did he play for? Do you know? You remember?
USC.
USC. Did he win the Heisman Trophy? He was quite a
I think he did win the Heisman Trophy.
I think he did.
I think he did.
He was right. One of the best.
Let me one just, of the greatest running backs ever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, this is pre-murder trial. Mm-hmm. And he was acquitted. A majority of Americans think he's guilty of sin,
right.
of the murder of those two people because of all the evidence that was presented. But in the court of law, he was
acquitted.
Acquitted. Right. Okay, so that was what it was. But now prior to that, he had a remarkable childhood story. He had rickets.
Really? I didn't know that.
Grew up in San Francisco. That's why he was bow-legged like he was.
Okay.
He was very unhealthy as a child, almost didn't make it, if I remember reading that story correctly. And then obviously went on to play sports and football.
Played in movies.
Football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And went USC and then went on to a great career in the NFL. But, yeah, he was plagued by what happened there later in his life with the murder trial. We'll be back momentarily with more of Sheraton on American Family Radio.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and so Jesus, wearied as he was with his journey, sit down beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. Palestine in the time of Jesus was divided into three sections. In the south was Judea, the region where Christ was born. In the north was Galilee, the region where Christ grew up. In between Judea and Galilee was Samaria. The scriptures tell us of a journey Jesus took through Samaria. It also reminds us that Jews did not normally travel through Samaria. In fact, the Jews considered the Samaritans such a low-class people that no self-respecting Jew had any dealing whatsoever with a Samaritan. We know that Jesus and his disciples stopped at Jacob's well in Samaria to rest and eat. The disciples left Jesus at the well and went into Sychar to get some food. It was about noon, and Jesus was resting at the well, waiting for the return of his disciples. As he waited, a Samaritan woman came to the well to draw water. To the casual reader, there's nothing unusual about this. But to one who is familiar with the customs of the day, the oddity is immediately recognized. No woman ever drew water in the middle of the day. Only work absolutely necessary was performed while the heat was so intense. Women drew their water at the close of the day, when temperatures were much cooler. It was a social event for the village women, and as they drew water, they could catch up on the latest gossip. Evidently, the respectable women had so ignored, excluded, and embarrassed this woman that she came to draw water at a time when she would be sure no one else would be present. Then Jesus did a very unusual thing. He spoke to the Samaritan woman. He asked her for a drink, and the request opened up a conversation which was to change her life. She replied to his request by reminding him of the racial prejudice between the Jews and Samaritans. But then Christ lifted her vision to a higher plane by offering her living water. When she again injected the race issue into the conversation by mentioning the Samaritan temple on Mount Gerizim, located to the south and visible from Jacob's well, Christ reminded her that the place where one worshiped was unimportant. The important part of worship was the how, in spirit and truth. It is of supreme importance that Christ first revealed his identity to this woman of the world, married five times and living with a sixth man. To the Jew, this woman was as low a human as one could be. It is significant that John included this story in his gospel. None of the other gospels contained it. Here is Christ revealing for the first time his messiahship to a sinful Samaritan woman. In effect, John is saying that God's love reaches to the very lowest and least of all people. The love of God knows absolutely no limits. You can still drink from Jacob's well today. Each time I stop there, I pause to drink from the very deep stream. For centuries and centuries, the well has been giving life. But each time I drink, I'm reminded of the living water which Christ gave to that Samaritan woman. And, like he said, this living water is available to us no matter who we are or where we worship. Indeed, God's love knows no limits.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Weilman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. And I just want to say thanks.
You are a faithful God.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. We're in the last day of our 3 days of Share-a-thon. You know, folks, it takes a lot of money to operate this ministry. I mean, it's just, you know, the cost of things like radio towers and satellite time. And engineers
travel to maintain,
and engineers travel to keep us on the air. Then now, and they have to have cars,
right,
and trucks.
Well, also the things you don't think about, like we had some lights go down on one of our towers,
right.
So you have to have certain lights. The government requires it so that planes flying at night don't run into your tower,
right.
And I forget, it was $250,000 or so. I mean, it's insane how expensive it is.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Plus, you have other staff that we have to pay.
Right. And their families like to eat.
Yeah, they do.
It's just they whine and complain if they don't get paid. it's really remarkable to me. You know,
it's kind of irritating, isn't it?
You'd think it'd be more appreciative of just having a job.
That's right. Even if you didn't get paid for it.
We're just kidding, folks. But bottom line, it costs a lot of money to operate this ministry, and that's why we have to pass offering plate every once in a while. And guess what? You, our listeners, have always been very, very generous. Every Share-a-thon, one in the spring, one in the fall, and it's no different this year. We're at $2.6 million. We want to get to $4 million by the end of the day, the end of the day being 6 p.m. Central Time, so 7.5 hours or so. From now, we would really, really, really like to be at $4 million. So we'll see how that goes the rest of the afternoon. I'm Tim with Ed and Chris, and also Ray. Ray is in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo, and we thank you for listening wherever you may be traveling, or you may be listening in your hometown. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, I just wanted to let folks know that in order to give to the Share-a-thon, here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. Chris Woodward was on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. He said someone had written on there for us not to, when we were singing the number. He said, "Don't quit your day job," kind of thing. I have no
Are
argument.
Are you serious? Somebody
I have
put
no
that
argument
on Facebook
that.
In a Christian loving way.
Yes.
Well, I don't care. Defriend them. Hey, take them off our friend page.
No, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
The truth can be hard sometimes to take.
That's hurtful.
It's
tell us.
It's painful. It is very painful.
We did that just impromptu. I mean, we didn't even have time to practice, and somebody's already dissing us on our Facebook page. It didn't take long.
Yeah, but you know what? Because an idea pops into your head doesn't mean you should do it. That's the lesson.
Just became.
Well, that's true, right?
That's the lesson.
I think that's a proverb.
It's not.
Chinese,
it should be.
Chinese proverb.
877-616-2396. We do want to let you know that for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Association.
It's a new blend?
It is called Legacy. It's the new medium roast. I don't know if that means different.
Medium roast,
that
means it's not too stout.
Yeah.
It's not too mild and it's not too stout.
All right. So that's for a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or you can become a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more.
I stress that because we depend on our what we call Great Commission partners, those monthly donors. Tell them how they can do that.
Well, if you become a monthly donor and give $30 or more, and it's very easy to do, to set up monthly giving by credit card or e-check, you know, the various ways you can do that. You don't have to worry about reminding yourself to do it every month. It will automatically
You don't have to worry about writing a check,
right?
Finding an envelope, getting a stamp, and you know.
Your day's important. Your time's important.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about doing all those things.
If you just make it a draft.
But that it helps us. It helps us because we are better able to budget for what is absolutely guaranteed to come in. And so if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the Legacy coffee, but also the book by our founder, Don Wildman, I had a vision. God had a plan. It is the story of his life and the formation of American Family Association, American Family Radio. Brother Don wrote this book with his brother, Alan Wildman. And I also want to let you know, folks, that until 12 o'clock Central Time, noon Central Time, we have a Faithful God $150,000 challenge. And that means a group of donors have pledged $150,000 for Share-a-thon. And this group of loyal AFR listeners want you to join them in supporting this radio ministry. Will you join this $150,000 challenge by donating now? Again, the number to call is 877-616-2396.
Yeah, you need to call if you haven't called, right? Because today is the last day.
It is.
If you've already called, we're not talking to you.
Right.
I think people know who we're talking to. We're talking to people who haven't called and made a donation, and the day's running out.
And they plan on it.
They plan on it.
But, Ray, there is sometimes in all of us, right? A little procrastination,
And for some of us, there's a whole lot of procrastination.
It's like salvation. Don't wait.
Well, it's
get it
not,
settled.
Yeah.
Not exactly
it's
like
not
salvation.
Not exactly like salvation,
Chris, but we kind of get the idea.
I mean, getting right with Jesus. Don't put it off, friend.
Yeah. Yes, don't put off salvation.
All right, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Don't say I'll get to it.
Yes. Yeah. That part's true.
Chris
that's
was right. kind of taking our theology in the wrong direction there.
It was just poorly worded.
But we knew the intent of your heart there.
It was poorly worded.
Chris, it was poorly worded.
I'll see myself out.
But we rescued you, brother.
We did.
And saved ourselves a lot of calls and Facebook posts.
That's right. Don't give up your day job on teaching, Bible teaching.
It was from your heart. That's what matters.
that you were sincere. That's all that matters, is that you were sincere.
And we're mocking that.
In your heresy.
Aren't we, Ed?
We're giving them a hard time.
I want to come back to this challenge, guys. It's $150,000. Is that right?
That challenge is correct.
Up until when?
Up until noon, Central Time. So we have roughly an hour and 20 minutes remaining.
So call and give and help us meet this challenge.
Absolutely.
And double the impact of your gift, right? Just like that, with a phone call.
What's the number, Ed?
The number is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. And as we frequently say, if you don't want to talk to people,
right,
you can do this online at afr.net. And all you only have to interact with your computer screen. That's it. No people.
Are there days, Ray and Ed, as pastors, where you didn't want to see one of your congregants? At Walmart?
No, I'll be on.
Your nose just grew, Ed, right in front of our face.
We know that can't possibly.
There was never a day when I went down another aisle because I didn't want.
All right, just for people who don't know, by the way, we want to welcome M.D. Perkins, film director here at American Family Radio. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. I didn't know if I could laugh or not.
No, you can laugh and you can chime in here. You can be an inquisitive.
Who is that?
Mystery man.
Yes. You can laugh if you want to. But
I've been laughing in my heart the whole time.
Yes. Okay. Right. In your heart. That's what's important.
Yeah.
So, Ed, you pastored for how many years?
Well, while I was working here full-time, I pastored a church part-time for 18 and a half years. But prior to that, I was in the pastorate in one form or other.
So you can pastor, part-time?
Well, not really. And that's one reason why I stepped down is I was getting older and it was becoming
your heart
more and more
wasn't
difficult.
In it any longer.
Well, it was becoming more difficult for me to pull that off, pastoring a church. That was a smaller church, but I honestly, sincerely love the people in that church. There may have been a time or two, I'm just going by my own nature,
right?
Where if I saw someone in Walmart, I might have, if I didn't want to get caught in a conversation,
right,
a long conversation,
right, with past-
I may have gone down another aisle. I'm not saying I did. I'm just saying
that's a
it's
sermon
possible.
There. Sometimes you need to take the other aisle.
And believe me, there were times when people saw me in Walmart. Well, they didn't want to talk to the preacher
that.
Either.
Right. What about you, Ray? You pastor.
Every pastor knows that truth right. has both sides, yes. right? Sometimes you go
but
down
you
the
knew
other
the,
aisle.
You knew the ones who were going to catch you and talk to you yes, and pin you to the cereal wall.
I know.
For
you love
20
them,
minutes.
But right now, I don't have the mental strength, the
yes.
energy, the time, or anything else to devote to them. And sometimes people would see me, and all of a sudden they'd do this massive disappearing act. They were there, and then they were gone.
They were
down
gone.
Another aisle.
There's Brother Ray. Go the other way.
I'd go the other way.
Now, MD, let's ask you if to the point that Chris was making earlier, can a person get saved by giving to AFR?
No.
That's not what I meant. I don't see that in the Bible.
Actually, AFA is not in the Bible.
It is not. Amen.
But the principles we represent.
Yeah. Family is in the Bible.
Family is in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Morality is in the Bible. We saved ourselves right there.
Yep.
We did have Michael on for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. AKA MD.
MD.
Yep. Yeah. MD. AKA MD, which is five letters, actually. Which is probably an agency we don't even know about.
A federal agency.
Federal agency. Yeah. It's so secret we don't even know about
That's
it.
That's right. That's right.
AKA MD. Welcome to our program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're on staff here. You're right down the hall here.
Yes,
but
sir.
You work in our film division. American.
I see Ed go the other way when I walk down the hall. I don't know what that's
Ed
about.
Goes the other way when he sees you.
Well.
And now there's two pathways.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
So, the funny thing is about that we all been there. Sometimes we go in someplace. Allison and I go in someplace, and we don't have time to talk. And we know that that's a talker.
Yes.
One of our friends or fellow church. We know they're a talker. So if you get trapped, you might as well sit down because you're going to be there. So Allison would say, don't make eye contact.
Yes.
Keep looking straight ahead. Walk. Follow my lead. Walk. No, Tim, don't. Don't go over there and say hello. We don't have time for that. Huh? What is that what you do?
The key is you don't make eye contact. Now, I would say we were at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. My wife went with me. We do travel together. The ministry requires.
Right.
As
2x2.
Employees. You cannot be on the road by yourself.
Right.
That is for your protection.
I wouldn't be on the road anyway. I'd get off the road, but I think I get your point.
But they do have a lot of the ministries that are at or a part of NRB will have displays set up in a big hall. And a lot of times they will have little free things to give out. Okay?
Yeah.
So my wife and I, we go. I'm there to protect her. But we walk. If you're not careful when you're walking down, she goes and grabs candy for the grandkids or a little.
Protect her from what?
Well, she will get caught by the folks because the folks are trying to get you to work with them.
Yeah, Christians do that too.
Yes.
They try to trick you to come to your table. So
yes.
They offer you candy and lure you.
And I always tell her, don't make eye contact.
Okay.
Just get the little
grab
rubber
the candy.
Ball for the grandkids
right.
or get the candy and then just walk off. But they don't. What they'll do is they'll say, oh, can I tell you about what we're doing with, this or that
right. why
kind
you
of technology?
Why you grab the freebie?
Yes. And then my wife will say, oh, I don't work at American Family Association, but my husband does.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You're dead.
Yep.
You're dead. Huh? No. You're not going to make lunch.
No.
By that, if she does that. So you can't be rude.
Because
if you say, I'm sorry, I don't have time to talk, yet you take the freebie.
Exactly.
Then you walk off and they go, that guy was from American Family Radio and he's a jerk.
And I feel guilty.
Right.
Just taking
you
the candy
come
and
back.
Going.
But then that spreads through the whole convention.
Yes, it does.
Your reputation.
Now, we did have
they
MD
take,
on
but
for
they
a
never
reason.
Give. What'd you say?
Do we have MD on for a reason?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sitting here.
I'm sorry, MD.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, I loved hearing about Ed.
So it's... Ed's convention experience.
Sincerity is lacking.
Yes, yes. So tell us why we invited MD on.
All right. MD, you and the others, and we really have an excellent staff on American Family Studios. You and the team there produced In His Image. I mean,
yes,
some wonderful things. The God Who Speaks.
Yep.
Okay. You are currently working on and have been for the last couple of years a very special film project. Why don't you tell our listeners
about it? Yeah, we're working on a documentary called Culture Warrior, which is about Don Wildman, the founding of AFA, the culture war battles in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And to give a sense of history and context to who Don Wildman was, why was he motivated to do the things that he did, what are some of those foundational core principles that are still part of the AFA ministry today. And so that's a documentary we've been working on for a while, and we're hoping to release it by the end of this year. I mean, I say hoping, like we will release it by the end of 2024, but there's some other projects that are kind of you know, release schedule stack. But
you know, one of the things, I've been working here since 1996, so 28 years. As I looked at some of the material that you and the rest of the AFS team have found, I mean, it was not an easy task going to different people and finding videos and newspaper clippings and all that, and corralling all of that. That was not easy. But as I began to see some of the rough cut versions that you have all produced, I found myself going, oh, I forgot all about that boycott. Yeah. I forgot about Sears. I forgot about 7-Eleven.
Well, that's the thing. You forget over time, especially if you've been just a part of the ministry for a while, or you've seen some things. I mean, you're paying attention to what's currently happening, but then you forget about some of the ways in which we got to where we are today. And that's some of the historical context that I'm hoping that that viewers will take away from this project, is starting to recognize and remember just how bad it was at certain points. And, you know, the fact that, I've said this a couple of times, you know, if you go into a grocery store or a drugstore today and you don't see Playboy or Penthouse on the magazine aisle, thank Don Wildman.
Right.
Because that would not have happened without him, and without him motivating other Christians to get involved, because that's just not accidentally taken off the stands.
Right.
That took concerted effort from Christians in that time, in the mid to late 80s, to actually make those kinds of stands, to make those points, and to call up their local stores and to try and put pressure at the corporate ownership level to try and remove some of those things.
Well, we had grocery store chains that we had to do battle with who would not. All we were asking is they put a cover, a plastic, it's not a cover, but on the
placard,
a placard
to cover off
on the display.
Yeah.
To cover, like, Glamour magazine, Cosmopolitan, and, because the images.
Well, they were. Excuse me for interrupting, but I remember that that was in the 80s and 90s. I think went through a lot of that, and we were successful. A lot of stores did decide to do it, but what was happening is we were getting complaints from mothers as our society got more promiscuous and more permissive in a bad way. They began to put these magazines with these scantily clad women, and then also the
salacious headlines.
Salacious headlines, and they put eye level for children at the checkout stand,
right,
at grocery stores and retail stores, and so a lot of moms were calling us saying, "Hey, what can I do? I mean, I'm telling all my friends to complain to the manager." But anyway, we went through that, and we were successful—not with all of them, but we were successful getting a lot of the, I think, Kroger and some other.
And you still see those around sometimes, places,
right?
Yeah, even today.
All right, so you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. M.D. Perkins is with us, film director and producer at American Family Studios, and M.D. and the team there are working on a documentary that will cover the life and ministry of my dad. And that's they've been working on that for a couple of years, and you anticipate it being wrapped up by the fall? Or?
Yes, sir, by the end of this year.
What what year?
2024. Yeah, we were originally looking at
you on record.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I know it's been a while.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, we were originally thinking maybe to hit the 100th anniversary of AFA,
right,
you know, in 2077.
100th anniversary.
Yeah.
Now we decided to bump it up.
We will be talking about how, when we release it.
Yeah.
You know, the Christmas season, for example, gets pretty crowded with things. So anyway, it should be finished for us to be able to view it. This fall, we're not quite sure when, but to your point, you've been asking over the last couple of years, when will we be finished? And in defense of the AFS team, there was so much material, and sometimes it would come out of nowhere. You guys would stumble upon a box of something. In fact, when we were cleaning out the old building before tearing it down, you guys found
a box of like 60 or 70 VHS tapes. A bunch of them had talks and rally events that Don had done in the 80s. So
yeah, my dad was, there were 4 or 5 years there where, and I'm not saying this in a braggadocious, worldly way, I'm just stating a fact, but there was 4 or 5 years there from probably 78 to 84, 85, maybe longer. My dad was one of the most, this sound, I don't mean it like
recognized
person in Christendom,
right?
and in the news media. I remember one time he was like top 10 most influential people by Broadcast Magazine.
Yeah.
So,
and Adweek.
And that was all to the glory of God because of the effectiveness of what he was doing, right, and the mission and the cause, not because he was looking to be some kind of celebrity.
Well, it's not braggadocious. It's just a statement of fact. Yeah. I mean, I'm outside the family. Right. I'm just observing the history
right
of it. Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, but it was weird watching was your dad on Ted Koppel's show.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
and being on with McNeil. Well, I remember going to Washington D.C. I flew up there with Dad when he was on McNeil Lehrer.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that was a very popular right show on PBS. So he was on all those top shows doing interviews,
and he was on there with Christy Hefner, the yeah lead of Playboy, yeah, talking about yeah the pornography issue.
Exactly. So anyway, that's coming out. We look forward to it, and I'm teasing. I know you guys have been working hard.
Yes, sir.
And it does take a long time to go through all the videos and documents and then decide what goes into a documentary, right, how long do we make it, what do we cut out. I just know as a writer myself, going through, you know, you write an article or you write a story or you put together a collection of stories for a book like I did, and then you go, I don't want to leave that one out.
Yeah. That's gold.
Yeah, but you have to because there's not enough space.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, I know you saw the 3.5 hour early rough
yeah
cut.
Yes, it was long.
Right,
it,
3.5 hours.
It down. It's going to be an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Is our
we don't goal want it like Gone with the Wind.
That's okay right. It's with an intermission.
But there will be some additional features, right?
That, there will, yeah.
Some of
yeah
that material will be included.
Yeah, on the DVD yeah and on our streaming.
Yeah.
Thank you, MD.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you coming. MD, just is there any body you can think of that you're at the grocery store and you don't want to walk down that aisle because you know you'll be talking for 30 minutes.
Is there anybody sitting here that you might want to avoid?
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
good idea, huh?
Good idea. This is not the government, MD. There are no constitutional protections
okay
you have inside, right inside the building.
All right.
I'll have a call from HR later, I guess.
All right. Thank you, MD.
MD
you
Perkins, thank you. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Chris Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning again, Chris. Ed Battagliano.
Yep.
And Ray Pritchard. And Ray, Share-a-thon twice a year. I mean, 6 days out of 365 days. That's not exactly begging for money.
Well, look, we're coming up. We got about another hour left in
right
the challenge, and I just want to appeal to my fellow procrastinators.
There you go.
To my friends who've been putting it off and putting it off. Today's the day. This is the time. One more hour left in the challenge. And, Ed, by the way, the number is 877-616-2396. Oh, I want to sing it again.
Well so done. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead. Listen, you're free. You're free in Christ, brother. Go ahead. If
go
you
ahead
want to sing it.
877-616-2396.
Yeah. What about me?
I just recommend okay that you don't.
Okay.
We could be a duet going around.
I don't appreciate your honesty. Be honest with you.
Nobody asks me to sing. I guarantee it.
What was that guy's name?
I guarantee it.
Was that guy's name?
Was it the PBS?
I guarantee
the
that was
chef?
Justin Wilson.
Justin Wilson.
I guarantee okay that. The Cajun cook. And
yeah,
the Cajun cook. That's
yeah
right.
Half comedian.
I guarantee.
Yep. Anyway, just talking about that. The family I grew up in, my dad, my mom, and my three siblings, nor my family with my wife, Allison, and our three siblings, there's not any among them that have an ounce of musical ability.
Wow, isn't that something? How that?
Yeah, except me.
Except
you know,
you.
Except me, and I couldn't give it. Yeah, I couldn't spread it. You know, it was just with me.
It's you either have it or you don't.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So the rest of them, no.
We all have different, you know,
different gifts, right?
Yeah. When we sang Silent Night around the piano at Christmas, it was the neighbors called the police. There was some gosh awful noise.
Coming, do you hear what I hear? That's awful.
Coming from that parsonage.
Do you hear what I hear?
That's right.
We'll be back in a minute.